For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
March 26, 1993. Spring camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Null of Salina, Kansas, is the speaker of the afternoon.
Now, to some of you who are here for the first time, you're meeting different some of the different speakers and helpers that come to camp meeting here from time to time. Dr. Null has been coming here for many years, and he's a doctor, has a practice in Salina, Kansas, and he arranges with the other doctors that are part of his family of doctors there that he can get off for camp meetings. And then he has to work overtime, take double shifts to make up for the days that he's gone and comes here. But we bless him, and I bless him for what he does and for the word of the Lord that comes through him and the understanding and wisdom that he has gained over the years in the area of deliverance. And we appreciate him helping us to come and minister. Dr. Null, it's all yours.
I was praying and I was asking the Lord to show me what he wanted to talk about. Yes, he showed me I should probably do things slightly different because there's going to be a number of people here who had never been to a mass deliverance service before. And so I want to talk to you a little bit. Can y'all hear me back now? I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that about demons and some of the things that hold demons in you. Demons are spiritual beings. Now, Paul says that we wrestle not. Well, let's look at Ephesians 6:12. Ephesians 6:10, we'll start with 6:10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the schemings of the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." Living Bible says we do not wrestle against forces with bodies. We wrestle against a spiritual enemy. 1 Corinthians says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. We wrestle against a spiritual enemy. An enemy that you can't feel, that you can't see ordinarily, but he is there. The Bible tells us that everything that we see is temporal, meaning it will pass away. But that which we do not see is permanent, eternal. And so the spiritual world is real. And we look here at these words, principalities. That's an old English term. It means really an authority and the realm. It means a ruling power and the realm of his authority. About the only principality left in the world is the principality of Monaco. It's ruled by a prince. There used to be lots of these the time the King James Bible was written. And that we wrestle against a prince and the area of his authority. Against the rulers of the darkness of this age. We know who is the king of darkness. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavens. It may shock you, but Satan is still in the heavens. He is not down here on earth. He can come down here. Job says that he reported to God. God said, "Where have you been?" He said, "Walking to and fro on the earth." But he's still. And Revelation 12:10 says that he stands before God accusing the brethren day and night. But he has a host of wickedness. The powers, the word powers, is the Greek archangels. which translates into a descending power, like generals, colonels, majors, captains, lieutenants, sergeants, corporals, and a whole vast army of buck riders. The generals in this army are the evil angels that stay in the prince, that stay in the second heaven with him, and the principalities. Let's look at Daniel. We know that Daniel started to pray. Daniel 9, here it is in Daniel 10. And Daniel was praying for the interpretation of the vision, and he ate no fine foods for 3 weeks. No meat, no fine foods. And as he prayed, and after 3 weeks, an angel came to him. The angel Gabriel came to him. And he said, I was sent forth the minute you begin to pray. Look at verse 12. And then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. From the first day you set your heart to understand, to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone with the kings of Persia. Now these kings that he's speaking of are evil angels that withstood him for 21 days. And behind every kingdom, this whole world is divided up into areas. And over each area is a prince. And under each prince are a great number of demons. And whether you realize it or not, assigned to your family line a great number of spirits. Now, they're assigned to your family, and they're called familiar spirits because they're familiar with your family. There's another type of familiar spirit in which you become familiar with and through which you're able to manifest supernatural power. And people who are mediums, who are card layers, who have practiced divination, have familiar spirits. These are familiar spirits that they're familiar with. And through them, they're able to manifest supernatural power. Each of you should have a supernatural spirit through which you can manifest supernatural power. His name is the Holy Spirit. You do not find the word familiar spirit in the New Testament. You find it only in the Old Testament, because the Holy Spirit was poured out only on certain anointed prophets. But under the New Covenant, the Holy Spirit is poured out on all believers who seek after Him. For he said, how much more will my Father? He said, you being good know how to give good gifts to your children. Being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will my Father give the Holy Spirit to those who asked him? Asked him. Well, we're getting a little far afield, but I want you to realize that we are fighting a supernatural battle. And these enemies of your soul have come into you. They've come into you because of sins of your ancestors, because of your own sins, because of things you've done, because of things that have happened to you, and sometimes through no fault of your own. They've been brought on by curses, by people that put upon you. But it's garbage. But they hold you in bondage. Believers have a hard time sometimes believing that an evil spirit would hold them in bondage. But I ask, how many of you have ever smoked and tried to quit and could not? I tell you, you've got a demon. You smoke and you can't quit. You've got a demon. God made you a creature of free will. Anytime that you have something that you can't walk away from, that you can't decide that you don't want to do that anymore and you want to walk away from it, and you cannot, something holds you in bondage, something drags you back, then you're under demonic bondage. Well, how do we get free from demonic bondage? Well, first, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to come honestly before our God. And we have to humble ourselves. Let's look in James 4:10. Let's look at James 4:6. He says he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Now, that word resist means to stand in full battle array against. God resists anybody who's proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Those people who will humble themselves before God. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Yes. Now, most folks quote that verse, resist the devil, and he will flee. And he said, "Doc, I resisted the devil and he ate me up." I said, "You didn't quote the first part of it. The whole verse says, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Humble yourself in the sight of God and he will raise you up." And so the first thing you have to do is you have to humble yourself before God. Now, there are several scriptural ways of humbling yourself. One is to fast. David said in the Psalms, "I have humbled my soul with fasting." In Isaiah 7:23, the king of Babylon had given Ezra. Had given Ezra, the prophet Ezra, he had given Ezra all the gold and vessels out of the temple, which amounted to several hundred million dollars. And Ezra was getting ready to take them and all the people 1,000 miles across the land filled with bandits and highwaymen. And Ezra said, "I was ashamed to ask the king for a group of horsemen and soldiers to accompany us, because I had told him that our God's hand was with those who loved him and against those that despised him." He said, "Sometimes, you know, you have to live up to your witness." And so he said he got by the river Abba, and he proclaimed a fast, and he fasted for 3 days. They neither ate nor drank for 3 days. And then he started off, and God saw them through the... And they arrived in Jerusalem with all the gold and all the people intact. God heard their fast. There are numbers of episodes of fasting. I could quote all of them, but I won't. But you can fast, or you can be a servant. Jesus became a servant in John 13. Jesus humbled himself and washed the apostles' feet, the job of a slave. Not even the Hebrew slave was not required to do that. But Jesus took the position of a servant, and he said, "Those who will be great among you will be those who serve you, to be the servant of all." And so to humble yourself literally means to be a servant. After this, you need to confess your sin. 1 John 1:7 says, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness." And you need to say, "God, is there anything between you and I?" Because sin is the way demons come into you. And if you stand there in sin, in unconfessed sin, turn to Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." If you persist in your sin, you separate yourself from God. Now, he has made a way through the blood of Jesus Christ. He's made a way. But you have to confess your sin. You have to acknowledge it. So you need to confess your sin. And then you need to repent and turn from your sin. The word repent does not mean being sorry for by itself. Worldly sorrow, godly sorrow brings repentance. Worldly sorrow brings death. What the repent means literally in the Greek, it means to change your mind. In the Hebrew, it means to turn your back on it and walk away from it. So repent means to acknowledge it is wrong. Say, "It is wrong, that is wrong." And you turn your back and you walk away and you do it no more. I ministered to a young couple in our church, and they could not get deliverance. They could not get the victory. And then God showed it to me, and I confronted them. They were an engaged couple, and I confronted them that they were in fornication. And they said, "Well, yes, yes. But we confess it as a sin and repent of it afterwards." And they were sincere. It's all right to fornicate as long as you plead the blood of Jesus over it after you're through. I said, "You have insulted the Spirit of grace. I mean, you've insulted God." Hebrews 10 says, if we continue in our sin. Let's read that. We continue to sin. Hebrews 10:26. If we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fiery indignation of judgment and a fearful expectation of judgment and firing nation that will devour your adversaries. For anyone who rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy of who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, carried the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? I read that to him. I don't think I made an impression on them, because they continued in this sin, and they did not get deliverance, and they eventually fell away from the church, and it was, I weep for them today. I really do. Because they're separated, they're divorced, they both have fallen away, and they're backslidden, and they're bitter, and they're unhappy, and they blame God. And I just weep for them, because I just weep for them. Praise you, Lord Jesus. No prophet ever had any message except repent. Did you know that? That was the message of every prophet God sent to his people, is to repent. Jesus' message was repent and believe the good news. That's in Mark. Let's look at it. Turn away from your sin. So if you want deliverance, turn away from your sin. And if you say you're not in sin, I have a verse for that too. Praise you, Lord God. Mark 1:15 says, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the good news, the gospel. And so you need to get down before God and repent of your sin. And you need to say, God, you know that repentance is a spirit from God. It is a gift of God. We can decide, we can accept God's conviction that it is wrong. And then we can accept his spirit of repentance and we can turn and walk away. Look in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:25. Start with verse 24. For a servant of the Lord must be gentle, must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If perhaps God will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Repentance, godly sorrow leads to repentance. Worldly sorrow leads to death. Get out on your face before God and ask for repentance, for conviction and repentance of your sin. God will give it to you if you ask for it. Then you need to confess your hurts and your unforgiveness. You know, most people who pray the Lord's Prayer pray it to their own damnation. It says in the Lord's Prayer, Lord, forgive us our trespasses or sins by the same measure as we forgive those who trespass against us. Most people have unforgiveness in their heart. They're mad at people. They hadn't forgiven them. They stand up and they recite that, and it says, God, you forgive me my sins by the same measure I'm forgiving them. Therefore, I'm not going to get forgiveness because I'm still in unforgiveness. That's what it means. And that will block your deliverance. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, deliverance will not take place. God has turned you over to the tormentor. Let's look at Matthew 18. And we start with verse 21. Over in Luke 17:4, Peter has asked God how many times he had to forgive. And Jesus said, if your brother sins against you seven times and comes and says, I repent, you forgive him seven times. And so here in Matthew 18, Peter comes up to him and he said, now Jesus, you said, if my brother sins against me seven times, I'm supposed to forgive him. Isn't that what you said? And then on 22, Jesus said, I did not say unto you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven, 490. And I don't think God meant that you were supposed to keep a scorecard to get up to 490. He said, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to sell a cow. I'm sure all of you are familiar with the parable of the unforgiving servant. We won't read all of it. But it mainly is that the man came in and he owed the king 10,000 talents, which is several billion dollars. Couldn't pay him. And the king said to him, and the king, verse 25, but he was not able to pay. His master commanded he be sold with his wife and children, so that, and all that he had, that payment could be made. Gentlemen, your wife and your children, that your sins can go down, perpetrate out into your family and affect your wife and your children so that they may be sold into torment. That's what this says. Anyway, the servant fell down. He asked for mercy. The master gave him mercy and counseled the debt. And that servant went out and grabbed the man, owed him 100 denarii. That's 100 days' wages. 3 months' wages. About $10,000, $5,000, depending on how much money you make. Around $5,000 or $6,000. And he said, give me some time, I'll pay you. And he said, nope. He threw him in the debtor's prison. So they went, the other servants went and ratted on him, told the master. And the master said to him in verse 32, and the master, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me to. Should you not have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And the master was angry and delivered him to the torturers that he should pay all that was due him. It depends on your translation now. I've got a New King James that says torturers. Old King James, I think, says tormentors. The New American Standard, I think, says torturers. The NIV says put him in jail. Anyway, it was a place you don't want to be. And then he says, so my Heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. And he said, well, you mean to tell me? I said, now wait a minute, Lord. That hussy stole somebody else's husband after she threw mine away. I got to forgive her? I said, yeah. You got to forgive her, but you got to do more than that. You got to pray for her. Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to pray for her. Well, let's look over in Matthew 5. Ask God to bless somebody like that. Look at Matthew 5:43. You've heard it said that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. If you want to get freedom from unforgiveness, forgiveness is an act of the will. It's something you decide you're going to do. Just like believing this is the Word of God is an act of your will. The most momentous decision that I made in my Christian life was when I decided that this was the Word of God and that I was going to believe it. And if the Word of God said so, it was true. And if my experience showed different, there was something wrong with my experience. Because this was true. This is the truth. That was the most important decision that I made after I got saved, that I would accept this as the Word of God. And how I came to that is a long story. But deciding that you're going to forgive those people who hurt you is a decision that you will make with your mind. And then you will be obedient and sit down and pray for these people. And God will do the rest. He will touch the bitterness in your heart and take it away. He'll take away the pain and the sorrow. You'll still remember what happened, but it won't hurt anymore. People, it won't hurt anymore. God will set you free. And the demons won't have a right to stay in you anymore. But if you refuse to forgive, regardless of the fault, you remain in your sin, separated from God. Now, there's some things, there's some sin that God's considered so special. You know, there's some things that bring curses on you, that your parents did, that your ancestors did, and that you do. And one of those is the occult. It's magic. I'm not talking about the magic show with a sleight of hand. I'm talking about the magic. I'm talking about supernatural manifestations of magic. Magic is broken into two parts. One is the quest for knowledge, and the other is the quest for power. Now, Satan has a counterfeit for every spiritual gift, and they're called divination and witchcraft. Divination is the search for power, for knowledge. And it's from you getting, and ESP, parapsychology, the Ouija board, the Shishan sticks, the dice, the fortune dice, the card layer, the fortune teller, the crystal ball, the tea leaves, all of these things
Parker Brothers makes them 2 million Ouija boards a year and sells them. How many of y'all ever play with a Ouija board? Is just two people in here play with Ouija boards? Lord, are we going to have to, we're gonna have to pray for some folks. Did you know that when you prayed, when you played with the Ouija boards, you cursed yourself, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren? Idolatry. God looks at the occult, and he has a hard time separating. You have a hard time in the Bible separating the occult. See, God considers the occult as spiritual adultery. He tells you that in Jeremiah. And he has a, and you have a hard time sometimes deciding whether he's speaking of sexual fornication or whether he's speaking of spiritual fornication, because the words frequently mean the same thing. The Greek word porneo means either sexual fornication, a sexual sin, or idolatry. And it's used in different places. There are three different types. There are three different Greek words derived from that root, and two of them mean both. One of them just means sexual sin, and it's from this word that we get our modern word pornography. Praise you, Lord God. So involvement in the cult carries a curse for four generations. Let's look at Deuteronomy 18. Look at Deuteronomy 18, 9 to 19, which is the most complete list of sexual witchcraft sins. We will not discuss it in detail, but I think it's worthy to read. And there's one other one I'd like to read to you. You shall not learn to follow the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire. Passing through the fire is child sacrifice. A modern equivalent of that is an abortion. That's killing children for your own gain, for your own convenience. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes the son or daughter pass through the fire, or anyone who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer. A soothsayer is a fortune teller, or a spellcaster. Interprets omens is a fortune teller, and a sorcerer is one who uses drugs or magic to bring about witchcraft. Modern rock concert is sorcery. They use a type of music that's been used to call up demons for years and years and years, and they use all types of drugs to lower your will, to resist so that the demons can come into you. You see, it says a man who's lost his will is a city without, is like a city without a wall. If you lose your will to resist, the demons can come into you. And so when you take drugs, you lose, they affect your will to resist. Why do you think young boys take girls out and give them beer? It breaks down their will to resist. A one who conjures spells, a medium, a spiritualist, or one who calls up the dead, a necromancer. And in case you're interested, who calls up the dead, that's people who pray to the dead. You know, the saints are dead. Mary's dead. You pray to the saints, you're guilty of the occult. You carry a medallion around that's got a picture on it of a saint. You're into sorcery. Look it up in Webster's Dictionary and it will tell you that a sorcerer is one who uses medallions and amethyst. You look them up in the dictionary and it says a medal with an engraved picture on it that's supposed to bring power. Good luck charms, four-leaf clovers, rabbit's foot, wishbones. How many of y'all have broken the wishbone to get your wish? You cursed yourself, you cursed your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. How many of you say good luck? How many know who luck is? Luck is the Egyptian god of good fortune. You're going to trust in the Egyptian god of good fortune, or you're going to trust in Jesus Christ? These are all in the occult. And there's one other one I want everyone to read, and it's Isaiah. Turn your, open your Bibles to Isaiah 47. So when your friends ask you about it, you'll have a Bible verse for them. Isaiah 47, 13, and the last half of 14. Or you are wearied in the multitude of your counsels, Now let the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. Anybody ask you about the horoscope? There it is. Lots of places it talks about the host of heaven. But here it talks about the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators. And it says they're going to be burned like the fire will burn them like stubble. Some folks say, well, I don't really believe in that, Billy. You know, I just do it for fun. I don't really believe it. I just read my horoscope for fun, see what it's going to say. I said, that's really right, man. Well, tell me this. You was on your way home, and you got home. Your wife asked you what happened to you. You said, well, I stopped by the whole house on the way home. Said it didn't really mean anything to me, but I just want to see what it was like. Said, now, how you think your wife is going to like that? You think she's going to say it's all right, huh? Well, that's how God feels about you reading a horoscope. And God doesn't think it's all right. You may not believe it, but you still curse yourself. Think about it. That's how God feels about people. Now, what do you do? Well, I'll lead you through a prayer to break the curses. And there was one other one I wanted you to read. I wanted you to look at Hosea 4, 6, and 14. I taught a series on this, and it took me 3 hours to go through this curse. And it's a very interesting curse, but let's just look at it briefly, and I'll give you a brief overview of it. And I would recommend this, that you sit down and ask God to open this to you, and you sit down and read Hosea and Jeremiah about fornication and how God feels about fornication and spiritual fornication. In Hosea 4:6, he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I shall also reject you from being a priest over me. Because you've forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And drop on down to verse 11. All these from 7 to 11 are all things that are involved in the curse. Harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart. People ask counsel of their wooden staffs and idols. Counsel of their wooden idols, and a staff informs them. The spirit of whoredom has caused them to stray. And they played the harlot against their God. And they offered sacrifices on the mountaintops, burn incense on the hills, and under the oaks and the poplars and the turbans, because their shade is good. Therefore, your daughters will commit harlotry. Your daughters are going to become sexual whores. And your brides will commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit harlotry, your brides when they commit adultery. For then men themselves go apart with harlots, and they offer sacrifices with the ritual harlot. Therefore, the people who do not understand will be trampled or run down. Now, there's a lot there, but let's just say that idolatry brings upon your family a curse of whoredom. And this can be either same sex, it can be different sex whoredom, can be heterosexual whoredom, or it can be homosexual whoredom. This can bring the curse of homosexuality on your children. This is one of the ways homosexuality enters. These young men who said, I've known since I was 3 years old that I was a girl in a boy's body. What they've got is this homosexual spirit that's come in through this curse of whoredom. Now, it can be cast out. It can be cast out. Curse can be broken. It can be cast out. And as the people fall away from the church, from the true and living God, what do we see happening to our young people? We see a spirit of whoredom sweeping through the high schools, sweeping through the young people. Praise God, sweeping through the old folks. It is rampant in the land. As we fall away from God, the spirit of whoredom sweeps them astray. God, the idolatry and the occult brings this upon you. Involvement in sexual sin also brings this upon you. You see, God considers sex outside of marriage an act of worship to the devil. All pagan religions are centered around sexual promiscuousness. In the Rosh Hashanah papers, tablets that they uncovered in which they described the Canaanite religions, that God placed a ban on them and killed them all, men, women, and children. When Joshua went in, he put the ban on these people, said, kill them all. Kill them all. Now, the Israelites didn't do it. They kept them as servants. But he said, kill them all. And you read about the religions. If you wanted to have a good crop, people, you hired the priest of Baal to come out and have ritualistic intercourse with your oxen in the field. Bestiality. And it went downhill from that. That was the rest of it I can't even talk about. But it went downhill from the act of bestiality, downhill. What they subjected people to obtain God's favor. And God says all of that. They maintained the groves were whorehouses. They maintained ritual harlots. Priestesses in the temple were just harlots. And you took your offering and you went in and made offering to the god and had intercourse with one of the priestesses. And God says that intercourse outside of marriage is an act of worship to Satan, basically. A careful reading of Proverbs shows you that in sexual immorality there is a disposition of soul matter. Let's look at Proverbs 6:32. Whosoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. I can show it to you a dozen other places, but you just need to read your Bible. Any place it says life, that can also be translated nephah in the Hebrew, which can be ultimately translated soul. It says you'll lose your soul from adultery, from fornication. And what happens to you when you have intercourse, when you penetrate, when you allow your body to be penetrated or penetrate someone else's body, there is a bond formed in the spirit world. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 16. Start with 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her, for the two shall become one flesh? But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. When you allow your body to be penetrated, and that is the word used in the Old Testament, is to pierce or to penetrate, you form a soul tie in the spirit realm. And if you've had sexual intercourse with someone else other than your wife in the past, then you can form a soul tie with them. And that thing will reach out and pull on you. Sometimes it's so strong that it can draw you back into adultery, even though you don't want to go. And I've had numerous people that said they won't to be free of this relationship, but all they got to do is for this man to call them on the phone, and they go trotting back over to get in bed with him, and they cannot stop. They have a soul tie, the tie in the spirit world, and it draws them in. That can be broken. God will set you free, and set you free of that. God came to set you free. He came to set the captives free, to free the prisoners, to break the bond. Anytime anyone who has ever dominated you in an ungodly fashion, through witchcraft, through power control, you can form soul ties with them in the spirit world. Anytime you've been into counseling and you formed a, quote, dependence is a medical term for it, on your counselor, it means that you can't make a decision yourself. You got to call him and ask him. You got a soul tie. Anytime that you surrendered your will and allowed yourself to be hypnotized or charmed, you got a soul tie. And you need to break the soul ties. Jesus will break the soul ties for you. You need to, if you've been divorced, then you need to break ungodly soul ties to your mate. If you've been abused, then you have soul ties. You had a husband that beat you, or a wife that beat you and abused you, and you've left them, and the phone rings in the night, and you say, oh, my God, it's him. Or the doorbell rings, and suddenly terror floods you. You think he's at the door. He's going to beat you again. That's a soul tie. And you need to break the soul ties to the past. And you need to release them, you see, because they are bound to you. And you need to release them to Jesus Christ so that you can be free. And when you do that, the demons will come out. And so, what do we have to do for deliverance? First, you got to want to be delivered. Deliverance is for desperate people. People who desperately want to get free, who desperately want to change their lives. If you're self-satisfied and you like it like it is, you don't want deliverance. And you won't deliver. Jesus will not set you free from your friends. Slaves that love their chains will never be free. But first, deliverance is for desperate people who desperately want to be free. People who want to serve God, glorify Him, bear fruit to Him. People who are willing to humble themselves, to deny their flesh, go without food for the glory of God. Remember, fasting without prayer is just dieting. That's all it is. Fasting without prayer is just dieting. That's all it is. The people who will fast and pray will humble themselves before God, repent of their sins and turn from them and confess them. People who will confess their hurts, their unforgiveness and their bitterness, and forgive those people who hurt them and pray for them. Say, set them free, Lord. Bring them to salvation. Save them, Lord. If you can't think of anything else, ask God to bless them and bring them to salvation. Because it is the will of God that everyone should come to salvation. Confess your involvement in the occult. Break the curses. Confess your past sexual sins. Break the soul ties. Break the curses. And then let them go. Let them go. Spirits generally come out their air. The word spirit in Greek means air. Pneuma means air. It generally comes out by your breathing passages. It can come out of your ears, come out of your fingers. But generally it comes out your breathing passages. Well, I'll lead you through a general confession. You'll need to keep both feet on the floor. You'll need to pray very quietly. Not look to the right or the left. There may be some nosy folks in here. Not you understand, but that person next to you might be a little nosy. You keep your head straight ahead, and you pray very quietly under your breath. But you can't forgive people in your mind. You must say it. You must speak the word. You don't have to yell it. You can speak it under your breath. But you speak the words. You need to speak the words. I forgive my wife, my ex-wife, my mother, my father, and I ask you to bless them, Lord. And I confess, Lord, I had sinned with Mary and Johnny and Joe and Jean and Blaine. And I confess it's sin, Lord. You don't have to yell it out so the person next to you can hear it, but you need to say it under your breath. I'm going to take you through a rather long renunciation prayer. Try to cover everything. Just, dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, conviction of spirit, I do make the following confession. I've sinned against you, disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, curiosity, but I now repent of these sins and ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. By an act of my will, in the name of Jesus, I close all these doors which I have opened to Satan, which I now ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name, I renounce the occult, witchcraft, seances, clairvoyance, mediums, contact with familiar spirits, Ouija boards, other occult games, I renounce all fortune telling, palm reading, tea leaf reading, crystal balls, tarot cards, card laying, pendulum, astrology, interest in horoscopes, and signs of the zodiac. I renounce the heresy of incarnation and all healing groups in metaphysics, all hypnosis, mind reading, mind control, second sight, ESP, and parapsychology. I renounce water witching, levitation, body lifting, table tipping, automatic writing. I renounce astral projection, soul travel, drug projection, and other demonic skills. I renounce all mind control, positive power of positive thinking, positive control salesmanship, and demonic power to impose my will on others. All sorcery, dependence on talisman, such as St. Christopher's medals, Mary medallions, good luck charms, rabbit's foot, four-leaf clovers, wishbones, potions, almonds, and vow destroy any that own my person or under my control. It's very important that you destroy these things. For the Word of God says, don't bring an abomination into your house lest you become doomed to destruction like it, for it's an accursed thing. I vow I will destroy all idols, the foreign gods, such as Buddhas, Mexican sun gods, signs of the zodiac, Indian dolls, voodoo dolls, pentagrams, or other abominations under my control. I renounce all literature in any of these fields. And I will destroy any in my possession or under my control. In the name of Jesus. I break all hexes, spells, jinxes, vexes, charms placed on me from any occult source. I break the curse of illegitimacy and incest 10 generations back on my family line. I break the curse of idolatry and whoredom off my family line. I renounce any oaths are my ancestors ever made to any false god, idol, false cult, false religion. I renounce any initiation rites to any club, brotherhood, lodge, fraternity, sorority, or any other order which is of demonic or witchcraft origin, like the Masons, the Eastern Star. I break all demonic subjugation, demonic soul ties, of bondages to my mother, to my father, to my grandparents, to my spouses, ex-spouses, or any other human being, living or dead, who's ever dominated me or control me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity and any demonic hold on my family line as a result of disobedience by any of my ancestors, spouses, or ex-spouses. I break any curse on me and my family from the occult
of demonic origin and command it to return to the sender in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I confess I've committed sexual sin. I do repent and ask forgiveness. I confess that I have committed the following. You quietly name the sins that you can remember under your breath. And claim cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I accept your forgiveness and cleansing according to your word. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I notify you. I'm reclaiming all areas I've previously yielded to you. I close all doors forever. Specifically, I claim freedom from sexual sin and lust. I bind you and your host and command them to leave me now. In the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I break any soul tie to anyone I've ever had sex with outside of marriage, any ex-spouses, or anyone who's ever dominated. In the name of Jesus, I break these soul ties and I release these people to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I have another confession to make. I have not loved, but I've resented certain people. I confess this is sin. I call upon you, Lord, to help me forgive. I do now forgive. Now you need to name the people God brings to mind. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bring to mind anyone they need to forgive. Anybody that you know that you've got ought in your heart against, you need to forgive them. Anybody that God brings to mind, you need to forgive. Anybody that's ever hurt you, disappointed you, dead or living, Lord, I ask you to bless those that are living. In the name of Jesus, I forgive myself. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood. I belong to you. I want to live for you. I confess all my sins, known and unknown. I renounce them all. Now I come to you as my deliverer, Lord Jesus. Claiming the promise. Joel 2:32. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Thank you, Lord. You know my needs. The thing that binds, torments, and defiles that evil spirit. I call upon you, Lord Jesus, to deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave me now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's all sit down now and put both feet on the floor. And I'm gonna call out some. I'm gonna call these demons out. And whatever happens, let it happen. If you call, call. Just let it go. Derek Prince once said,
that you've got your choice of holding on to your dignity or your demons. He says you ought to let your dignity go because you can get it back, but you ought to get rid of the demons. If you have to choose between your dignity or keeping losing your dignity and losing your demons, then you ought to lose your dignity. Because you can get your dignity back, but you want to get rid of the demons. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Lord God. All you spirits, all you unclean spirits, now I come against the spirit of rejection now in the name of Jesus Christ. These are God's people. Spirits of rejection, I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I command all of you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of rejection and fear. Rejection and fear in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave God's people now. Leave them in the name of Jesus, because in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. These people have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They are not a rejected people in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All spirits of rejection, leave in the name of Jesus. All spirits of fear, fear of the water, fear of the dark, fear of not being wanted, fear of not being loved, legion fear, all fear, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear has torment. The perfect love of the Lord Jesus Christ drives out all fear. Fear, leave him now in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear, come out in the name of Jesus. All fear of walking, all fear of the dark, all fear in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear of not being saved, all fear of not satisfying, all fear of not of dying, fear of dying. Come out in the name of Jesus, all fear, all lust. The lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. We bind all lust now. We bind lust. We bind sexual lust in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you, all sexual lust. All pride now, all pride in the name of Jesus. All pride, pride, pride in the name of Jesus Christ. All pride, come out in the name of Jesus. Pride, pride, all pride, all holiness. All hardness, all pride and hardness in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus. All pride, pride of life, pride, pride of social position, pride of money, pride of position in the name of Jesus, pride of possessions in the name of Jesus. All pride, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All pride, pride, leave them in the name of Jesus Christ. All sexual lust in the name of Jesus, leave. All lust for power, lust for things, all witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Spirit of witchcraft, I speak to you now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. All witchcraft, all rebellion. For rebellion, this is a sin of witchcraft. All rebellion, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. All rebellion, all witchcraft. All the occult, come out. All spirits of divination, all spirits of witchcraft. All spirits of divination in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All witchcraft spirits. Witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft. All sorcery. All bondage. Bondage to fear. Bondage to witchcraft. Bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you, bondage. Come out in the name of Jesus. All bondage. Bondage to fear. Bondage to fear. Bondage to fear in the name of Jesus. All bondage spirits. In the name of Jesus. All bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus. All bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. All bondage to alcoholism. All bondage to cigarettes. All bondage to fear. Bondage to pride. In the name of Jesus. All sorcery spirits. All spirits of sorcery and drugs. All marijuana spirits. All cocaine spirits. All marijuana spirits. All alcohol spirits. All raging spirits, for alcohol is a rage, and all mocking spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. All bitterness. All deep hurt and bitterness now. Deep hurt. All deep hurt spirits. Spirits of deep hurt. Spirits of poor me spirits. Spirits of being hurt. All poor me spirits. All spirits of the... In the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of being hurt. Hurt spirits. Pull me spirits. Deep hurt spirits. Wounded spirits. Spirits of wounding. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. All spirits of being wounded. Wounded spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All wounded spirits. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All spirits of tearing. Tearing spirits. In the name of Jesus. All spirits of bitterness, bitterness. All spirits of bitterness and envy, jealousy and bitterness in the name of Jesus. All spirits of envy and jealousy in the name of Jesus. All jealousy spirits, envy spirits, covetous spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All spirits of envy and jealousy and covetous in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. These are God's people. They've been tried in the ecclesiastical court in heaven. Romans 5:9 says they have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ and saved from the wrath to come. They've been tried in the ecclesiastical court in heaven and declared not guilty. They're not guilty. You must turn them loose now. Come out in the name of Jesus. All bitterness spirits. All spirits of bitterness. Bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of bitterness. All spirits of stubbornness. 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 Stubborn spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ. Intransient spirits, obstinate spirits in the name of Jesus. All obstinate spirits, stubborn spirits, unteachable spirits. All spirits of being unteachable in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All you unteachable spirits. All you spirits of deception. Spirits of deception who would deceive God's people. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of deception. Deception in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. All spirits of deception. Deception in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All spirits of deception. Deceiving spirits. Seducing spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. All deceiving spirits. All spirits of deception. Deceiving spirits. Seducing spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Praise you, Lord. We bind all you people. All you spirits. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Turn them loose now. All spirits of paranoia. All spirits of schizophrenia. Spirits of schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose. All spirits of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of paranoia. In the name of Jesus. Paranoia and schizophrenia. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of condemnation. Self-condemnation. Spirits of condemnation and self-condemnation in the name of Jesus. All spirits of unforgiveness. All spirits of unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. All you sexual spirits. All you spirits of fornication in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose now. All you spirits of sexual fornication in the name of Jesus. Of sexual lust and fornication in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. All oral genital sex spirits in the name of Jesus. Leave them in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of masturbation. Leave in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. All you spirits. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of pornography in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of pornography in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of pornography in the name of Jesus would bind these people. Bondage to pornography in the name of Jesus. Bondage to pornography. Bondage to television in the name of Jesus. Bondage to television in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. All spirits of cowardness and procrastination, turn them loose. All spirits of cowardness in the name of Jesus. All you coward spirits. All you fear spirits. Coward spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind all of you in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All coward spirits in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. You've got no right to them. All you infirmity spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of infirmity. You infirmity spirits, these are God's people. God, Jesus bore their infirmities and their sorrows and their sickness and their pain. You've got no right to them. All spirits of cancer, I bind you in the name of Jesus. All spirits of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. All spirits of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All migraine headaches, all vascular headaches in the name of Jesus. Come out of them. All spirits of cancer and brain tumor, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All brain tumors in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all allergies in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of allergy. We bind the spirit of nasal allergy. We bind the spirit of asthma in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All allergies in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. All allergies in the name of Jesus. We bind you and we say, leave God's people. Leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your authority over these people. We bind all allergies in the name of Jesus. We bind all sinus problems, all hay fever, all asthma in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of asthma in the name of Jesus. We bind all emphysema, all pneumonia, all bronchitis in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All of you, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, spirit of death, I bind you. Command you to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose now. All spirits of death. Spirit of death, leave them in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave them in the name of Jesus. All spirit of death. Death. Fear of death. Fear of death. It says he would set us free from the fear of death in the name of Jesus. Jesus came to set us free from the spirit of death. It says in Hebrews, in the name of Jesus, all fear of death. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of death. All fear of death in the name of Jesus. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All cancer. Cancer of the tongue. Cancer of the larynx. Cancer of the lungs in the name of Jesus Christ. All lung damage from smoking. Go. All lung damage from smoking. Go. I seek restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. But Jesus came to restore. He said he would restore what the caterpillar, the canker worm, the palmer worm is eaten. I speak restoration to the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of them, all you spirits. All damage from smoking in the name of Jesus Christ. All alcoholic spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out. All alcoholism in the name of Jesus. All come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All alcoholism in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out. All hepatitis, come out in the name of Jesus. All hepatitis, come out. All hepatitis, all gallstones in the name of Jesus. All gallstones in the name of Jesus. All cholelithiasis in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus. All duodenitis, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, out, out. All stomach ulcers, all stomach cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. All stomach cancer in the name of Jesus. All stomach ulcers, all gastritis, all esophageal gastrial reflux in the name of Jesus Christ. All ulcers of the duodenum come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All ulcers of the esophagus come out in the name of Jesus. All esophaspasm come out. All spasm of the muscles of the neck come out in the name of Jesus. All torticollis come out in the name of Jesus. All torticollis in the name of Jesus Christ. All muscle spasm, I bind you. Command that you leave God's people in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. You've got no right to them in the name of Jesus. All spastic colon, all colon diseases in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. All colon diseases in the name of Jesus. All colon diseases. All spastic colon in the name of Jesus. Come out. All osteocolitis. Come out. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All osteocolitis in the name of Jesus. All diverticulitis in the name of Jesus. All gastroenteritis in the name of Jesus. All Crohn's disease in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. All proctitis in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. All cancer of the prostate, come out. All cancer of the prostate. All infection of the prostate. All prostatitis in the name of Jesus. We bind you. All prostatitis. All impetus in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you, impetus, in the name of Jesus Christ. All sexual frigidity in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you this day. We bind you. All endometriosis in the name of Jesus Christ. All bladder spasm in the name of Jesus Christ. All cystitis in the name of Jesus. All fallen bladders and fallen wounds and fallen uteruses in the name of Jesus. I say to you, line up with the Word of God. Come up with a line of line up with the Word of God. All cancer. All tumors of the ovaries in the name of Jesus. I speak the fallen wounds and I say, line up with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. The Word of God says you've been healed. Word of God says you've been healed. He came to restore what the canker worm has stolen. He said he would restore it in the name of Jesus. Line up in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to these organs and I say, line up with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I speak to all bone cancer. In the name of Jesus. All flat feet. All flat feet, all poor circulation, all high blood pressure, in the name of Jesus. All poor circulation in the legs, all claudication, in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I speak to all heart trouble. I speak to weak hearts, wounded hearts, sick hearts. I say be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch your people. Touch them. Oh God, touch the wounded hearts. I speak to the wounded hearts and the wounded spirits, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak to those people who've been wounded. That spirits have been wounded, Lord. A wounded spirit who can bear. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And the wounded heart is a work of the devil. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, touch your people now. Restore them, Lord God. Touch the wounds in their hearts now, Lord. Lord, I say heal the wounded heart, Lord, and the wounded spirits now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal them. Touch them and heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I come against the old age, Lord God. I come against the disease of senility, Lord. The devil would steal, Lord God. I come against him now, Lord. You know, Lord. And I bind this thing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you and bless you and glorify you. Lord, I come against arthritis now, Lord. Spirit of arthritis, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't torment God's people. I bind you, the spirit of arthritis. I bind you. I say to you that you're an interloper, that you're not wanted, that you're a trespasser, that these bodies belong to Jesus Christ, that these bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. They've been bought with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Arthritis, I say you are a trespasser. And I bind you and I command you to leave and I speak restoration to the children of God. Heal them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Anybody got anything we didn't call out? Diabetes. Oh, you spirit of diabetes, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you, diabetes. In the name of Jesus, I bind type 1 and type 2. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I say, leave these children of God in the name of Jesus. Leave them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. For Jesus bore their infirmities and their sorrows and their sickness and their pain. And I bind diabetes in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing and restoration to their bodies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody got anything else? Varicose veins. And hernias. Praise you, Lord God. Varicose veins, I speak to the valves in those veins. I speak to those dilated veins in the name of Jesus. I say, line up with the Word of God. Line up with the Word of God. Lord, I ask you to restore the varicose veins now, Lord. I bind that spirit that would destroy the vials in the name of Jesus. I bind him and I command him to leave. And Lord, I ask you to ask for restoration, Lord. We ask for restoration and healing now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for healing of the hernias, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirits that would destroy the muscles and the ligaments of the body to allow hernias to occur. And we speak healing and restoration now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit. Praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you and we praise you and we bless you, Lord God. Oh, God, fill them. Let's all stand up now. Praise God.
Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for all that you've done for all of us this afternoon and all you're going to do for us yet in these days that lie ahead before these services are over. And Father, we thank you for those that have labored in the kitchen to get the food ready for us. We bless them. Now make it health to our flesh in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.